Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donald Douglas, along with none other than our co-host, none other than our partner in life and our partner in business, our partner in everything that we do, none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we thank you so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us today and being a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Guys, remember, share and like, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, guys, listen. That number to call in for prayer to share your testimony, if you guys just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, please feel free to call this number. It's 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. You will press 1, and then that will acknowledge that you want to speak, and we will most definitely allow you to share whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. Bless me. To share with us on this morning. Again, we're just excited about what God has to say. It is our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, there is a word from the Lord on this morning that will be shared with you guys on this morning. I'm just excited about this word to share. I believe it will bless your soul. I believe it will bless your life. I believe it will bless the rest of your year. With what the Lord has to say on this morning. As always, guys, let us go into effectual fervent prayer and speak with the Lord and acknowledge our countries that are listening in on this morning. Let us go into prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these your precious hearts that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you move by your power and by your strength. Father God, we pray that you would allow them to know that even in this, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, and beside you, there is no other. God, you can do all things. God, you can do all things but fail. So, Father, we thank you for the lives and the mindsets and the hearts of those that are under the sound of our voices. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for moving by your power and strategic strength, God, to get them into the place where they need to be, allow them to hear thy voice, God, allow them to know that you are speaking in this time and in this hour, and that you are shifting the very mindset of these your people. God, allow them not to no longer stumble in their own ways and their own mindset, but Lord, let your word now be as the strength unto them that they're able to stand and withstand throughout the storms of life. God, give them the ability, Lord God, to see this thing through. God, and let them know that in this life, God, there will be trials, there will be tribulations. But Father, you are able to do a great thing. And the great thing that you could do, God, is transform that thinking. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we pray. God, we're asking, God, that you stop the noise and pestilence, cease the thing that is covering their hearts. God, cause the chaos to stop long enough that they could hear what you're saying to them right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Again, thank you again so much for you guys partnering up and being a part of what God is doing here with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, we want to make sure we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Russia, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have China, we have Hong Kong, and we have Mexico. Thank you guys so very much for your participation and being a part of what God is doing here with us. We understand and know those of you all that are overseas that are working this great work that you're working there, compelling the lost to come, compelling those to transform their thinking and transform their hearts, giving their hearts and their minds over to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We realize that the task that you have is a great one. It is not an easy task. It is not an easy journey. It is not an easy thing. But we know that you're your work that you do, the work that you do, the thing that has been presented for you to do. You guys are doing your best, and we thank God for that opportunity to be able to share what God is doing right now in your life. And remember, guys, please make sure that you call in and share that number. Make sure you call in and share that number on this morning. Call in a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that we are here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and that the work that we're doing here is a great work, and we're fueling those that are under the sound of our voices, giving them that strength to push and to drive and continue to do what God has called them to do. Amen. And again, all of our missionaries and all of our apostles and pastors that have put their hand to the plow, know that we're praying for you. Know that we're interceding for you. Know that we're calling on the name of the Lord for you. We are speaking life over you as we speak, because we understand that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And we understand that the battle sometimes can get a little bit difficult. We understand that the battle sometimes can get a little complicated, even for those that are giving their life to Christ. We understand that those taskmasters of that era, of that region that you guys are in, they're not making this thing an easy thing. They're making it as complicated as possible. But know that we are praying for you. Know that if you stay in the race, if you stay in this race, if you stay in this race, if you stay in this race, you will be able to see, you'll be able to see the hand of God, the mighty hand of God, as it moves according to his word and according to the life-changing word that is attached to your life. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back, guys. Remember, you are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
so glad I made it. I made it through. I made it. My mind, I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a
window.
Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So
that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it through.
Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it? I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. So glad I made it.
So glad I made it.
The devil is a liar.
So glad I made it.
I said the devil is a liar.
I made it.
I made it.
You. I made it.
you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. And it's working for my good. Oh yeah, I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. Oh yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. So glad I made it. Marvin Sapp, fantastic song. And actually opens the doorway to our message on this morning. You'll find me in Ecclesiastes 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Starting at verse number 10. Ecclesiastes 9. Starting with verse number 10. And we'll read to that 11th verse. Ecclesiastes, you know, we'll start with Ecclesiastes 8. Let's start with Ecclesiastes 8. No, let's start with 7. Go ahead and read 7 to verse 11. Let's do that, 7 to 11, because I want you to get the whole roll on this morning. Ecclesiastes 7 to Ecclesiastes 11. Chapter number 9 of Ecclesiastes, and it reads like this. On thy way, eat thy bread of joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepts thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy hand lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he has given thee under the sun all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in life, and I'm sorry, in this life, and in the labor which thou takest under the sun. Watch the text. Whatsoever thy hands find to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. Rather, where is thy goal? Listen to verse number 10. I'm sorry, listen to verse number 11. I return to see under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to a man of understanding, nor yet favor to a man of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Father, may you add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of your word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen. Very complicated text to share with you on this morning. But I believe that this word is a finite word. This is a word of shift that will bless your life. It will bless your life. It will bless your life. We will take our thought from that C portion of verse number 11 in chapter 9, verse number 11, and we'll take our thought from this C portion that says, but time, chance, happen to us all. Time, chance, happens to them all. Happens to them all. Happens to them all. We're going to basically give you what the Lord has given to us, because this is a word, again, a word of shift that I believe that is going to bless your life, is going to bless your soul, is going to bless the most intimate parts of you when we share this on this morning. And the topic of this word, or if there's a such thing as titling God's word, but our thought this morning that we want to share with you is the pages of life. Pages of life, the pages of life, the pages of life. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, allow me to unfold this very text on this morning. When you read Ecclesiastes, it starts out and it begins to talk about there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. He begins to talk about how it's a time to mourn and a time to refrain from mourning, a time to dance, and all of these things. If you read Ecclesiastes 8, it begins to talk about how is a time and a season for everything, and begins to break that thing down. And when he gets to chapter number 9 and verse number 11, he unwraps a package for us. And as he unwraps this package in chapter 9, verse number 11, he begins to unfold to us. Word that gives us this pathway of thinking, if you would. We begin to look at our own individual lives, and as he begins to talk about how he said, "Eat your bread of joy, and drink your wine, and be merry," and he said, "Be in your vanity, and be into this thing." It begins to give us the pages of life. Many of you under the sound of my voice on this morning, many of us under the sound of the voice of the Spirit on this morning, we have had some difficult times in our life. We've had some difficult places, some difficult challenges, whether it has been us losing someone, or whether it has been us losing a loved one, or losing a job, or losing a business, or losing a good friend, whether it's been just us experiencing a very difficult place. Come on and help me this morning. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to hit this thing and I'm going to quit this thing on this morning. I'm not going to be in here very long. I just want to stir up your thinking if I could this morning. Let me stir up your thinking. In this life, if you go back through the pages of your life, if you would take the time out to just go for a moment with me and to your past and look at some of the things that happened in your life and how life got flipped upside down, how life got turned inside out, how life got a little bit too difficult. Come here, let me help you this morning. How life got just a little bit too difficult, and it began to seem as if everything around you was falling apart. Let me touch a few nerve points this morning. Maybe some of you all had a questionable lifestyle. Maybe you had a questionable way of doing things. Some of us, and even myself, we were favorable to the club. Come on here. We were favorable to the house party, and we did what we did. Yes, we did. It ain't no shade on nobody. I'm not trying to expose anybody. I'm not trying to expose your business, but when we did fall into sin, we fell into sin. Come on here. When we fell into that thing, come on, let me preach it to you like I know how. You know how it went. You got all tangled up, tied up, wrapped up, and you did your thing. And when you woke up the next morning and rolled out of the bed with him, you didn't feel no remorse. You didn't feel, come here, let me help you and bless you to your blessed place. Yeah, you drunk all night, and when you woke up, you didn't even realize. Come on here. You didn't even know where you were. You smoked up enough of it and rolled up enough of it and did your thing, and when you got sin, it was one of those situations to where you dust yourself off and you just said, I'm going to go get on and I'm going to keep on going. We're talking about the pages of life. Talk about the pages of life and how life sometimes don't always fit like we want it. Things don't always go like we want it. Even now, come on. Let me fast forward you to now. Come on. Even now, some of the things that we did in our past sometimes sneak up. Come on, they sneak up behind you. They try to take you for everything that you're worth. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna be proud enough to tell you that I overcame some of those temptations. I overcame some of them things that came against my life. I'm gonna talk about me because I want you to stay saved and I want you to stay in the church. I want you to stay right here in the house of God. I don't want your feet to move. I want you to stay in the house of God. So I'm going to talk about me. Can I talk about me? Amen. Let me talk about me. Hey, listen. Some of the things that crept up on me, I was real good. I overcame my temptation. I overcame letting them have it. I overcame giving them everything I had that was on my mind for speaking my peace. Come here, I did real good. I didn't run nobody's name through the mud. I didn't let them have it. This old tug of mine. This one particular time, I kept this fiery. Watch this. This fiery evil from saying what I really wanted to say, what I really wanted to let them know. I kept that to myself. But watch this. There were some times in my life where the thing that I thought that I was able to overcome, come here, let me help you, the thing that I thought I was able to overcome, it overcame me. I would to do good. Yes, come on here. But evil was present on every hand, and the thing that I would do, I wouldn't do, I did do. The thing that I should have done, I did not do. Come here, let me help you to your best place. The pages of life sometimes are not always favorable honorable pages. Come here. You got to take the good with the bad. Come on. Let me preach you to your happy place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Sometimes you're going to go through things that you don't always understand why you're going through what you're going through. But watch the text. God will allow you to go through the storm because he let us know in his word. He said that all things in Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So this lets me know that even though I may have failed on yesterday, come on, let me help you. I may have failed the day before that. I told you, I'm going to preach about me because I want you to stay saved and stay in the church. I may have failed the last month. I may have failed the month before. I may have failed the month before that. I may have failed the month before that. But watch this here. He loves me enough that he'll look at me and see me for me and know it's me because he created me. He ain't going to judge me according to my fall, but he'll judge me according to my get up. Come in here. Come here. Let me help you real quick. How many of you all under the sound of my voice this morning, you have stumbled and you have failed and you're still there? Can I read your pages of your life this morning and give you something to help you? He said, after you've done all to stand, come over here and stand there for what your loins going about with truth. You got to get up, baby. You got to stand in your truth. No matter what the issue may be, no matter I'm here, stand in your truth. Know that even in this, God is yet under control. Yes, God is still doing what he does, but God is still able to do exceeding and above, oh my God, and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Yeah, we done failed. Yeah, we done made a mistake. Yeah, we done made a few errors. Yeah, we done did some things and said some things. Yeah, we done been some places that we shouldn't have been. But God loves us enough. What does he say? He say, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Let's go back a little bit further and let me help you. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He said that he sent his only begotten son. What is it? That he might die on the cross for the very thing that we fell in. He so short of his promise, he tells us that even if we build our bed in hell, God, he's with us. He loves us enough to see us in the pardon of our sin. And he'll look down on us and have favor on us, even though we just made a mockery of ourselves. Why is he saying you can't make God look bad? Oh my God, but watch this, some of the things that we can do, we can put a blemish on our own self, but because he's such a great God, he says in his word, I am the balm, I am the ointment in Gilead. In other words, I help you get through this thing. I'm going to put some ointment on it. You know how it is back in the day when you sawed up your hand real bad, they have calphophonique on the I can just hold my age. That calphophonique was some powerful stuff. Regardless of what was going on with you, Grady would sit there and she'll get you a towel or she'll get you a paper or a napkin and she would rub that little spot and get that blood off of there. And she'll take that calphophonique, that ointment, and she'll rub it right on there. And she'll put a band, come here, she'll put a band-aid on there and cover that thing up and let you know it's going to be okay. Some of us right now that are going through life, going through our pages of life, we got a whole lot of spots that God has to come in and put a band band-aid on. He has to put some ointment on here to make you feel better. He has to come here and let me preach you to your growth place, push you to your purpose, and drive, come here, and drive you to your destiny. I just stopped by this morning to let you know that even though your situation may be flipped upside down, turned inside out. It may not all fall together like you want it. It may not all come together like you want it. It may not all sound like you want it. But watch this here. In these pages of life, you have to understand something. You got to learn. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Right up in here. Did you learn anything from the last thing that you were in? Stop falling. Come here. Stop falling from the okey doke. Stop falling. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place. I'm trying to get up out of here. I wasn't supposed to be that long. Watch the text. You're not supposed to be in this thing as long as you were. You're not supposed to be in this issue as long as you were. You're not supposed to be a repeat offender in the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. But watch this. Brother Albert Einstein blessed me with these words. He said, in every failure was a lesson learned if you were paying attention. In every failure was a lesson learned if you were paying attention. If you had your antennas up, come on here. And let me help you this morning and give you what you need to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And let you keep on going even though your storms and rain is beating up against your ship and it seems as if there's no one that is there to hear, feel, or understand what it is that you're going through. Let me bless you to your blessed place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Help this morning, Pastor. Listen, there are some places in your life that you have to learn from and learn how to bounce back from. Come here. The fall, the sin is not in the fall. Preacher, you preaching this morning. The sin is not in the fall. The sin is you staying down. Oh, Lord. We fall down, Donnie says, but we get back up. He said, and then he had the audacity to quote the scripture. He said, a just man falleth seven times. Count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A just man falls seven times. He said, then he has the audacity to say, what makes that man just? He says, what makes him just is that he gets up. Now, I'm going to take it just a little bit further because I told y'all I love when God used numbers when it comes to his biblical teaching. He used the numbers. When he used this one particular number, the number 7, is the number of completion. So you have failed 7, so now your falling has been completed. Come here. But see, once you fall, this is your last fall. You have failed that thing. Failure is completed in you now. You have completed the stage of fail, the stage of failure, the stage of stumbling, the stage of falling. You have completed that task. Help them this morning. Help them this morning, preacher. But watch this, you fall 7, but you get up 8. You fall 7, but you get up 8. Come here. You fall 7, but you get up 8. 8 is the number of new beginnings. So once you fall this last time, when you get up, you gonna get up in a brand new thing. Come on here. You got to make up in your mind that this last fall was not the fall that killed me, but this is the fall that completed me. Come on, this is the fall that when I get up this time, I'm walking into my new thing. I'm walking into the beginning of my beginnings of my beginnings. Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut some people loose in this beginning. I'm going to have to take some of these pages and I'm going to have to just go ahead on and go fold these pages all over and start afresh. I'm going to have to start. Come here, come here, come here. I'm going to have to start a new chapter right here. The former things. Remember not the former things, all the things of old. Don't remember your past. You got to work on come and let me get you to your best place on this morning. I want you to get to your future. Pages of life. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, I'm walking through a dead place. But even though I may be walking through a dead place, I still got the comfort in knowing that the God that I serve is right here with me. This is a personal walk. Come on. Come on, preacher, and let these people understand that this is a personal thing. This thing goes beyond folks' opinion, preacher. You finna mess a whole group of people up like that. This thing goes beyond relationships. This thing goes beyond connecting with people. This thing goes beyond the tests and the trials. This thing goes beyond being broken and battered and bruised. This thing goes beyond being left in a place where people thought that that very thing that they left you in was going to kill you. It goes beyond that. Goes beyond that. He says, in order for us to see what he does, we got to go through some things. We got to go through the heartache. We got to go through the pain. We got to go through the tears. We got to go through the heartache. We got to go through the letdown. We got to go through the bad, the good, the ugly, and the in-between. We got to go through all of that. In order for us to see God moving by his power and by his strength, if you never had a test, OMG, if you never had a test, you cannot say that you got a testimony. Come here and get a little bit closer to me because I want you to hear this real good. I want you to get... Like the teacher say, I want you to put your listening ears on. I want you to put your listening ears on. Because watch the enemy. The enemy wants you to think that you have failed at this. The enemy wants you to think that you have not made it through this. Watch what the text says. Watch what he says. He says, I return to see under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to a man of understanding, nor yet favor to a man of skill. But time and chance. Time and timing is everything. You looking at what you got going on in your life will make you miss the timing of God. Come on. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I'm trying to pull out this thing. There's a timing in God. See, the pages of life, if it haven't taught you anything, it taught you timing. Come here and allow me to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. If the pages of life have never taught you anything, it should have, it must have. It requires that it taught you timing. God, you're going to mess around here. You're going to mess these people up early this morning. Timing, if it didn't teach you anything but timing. See, something the timing is so is so important when it comes to the shifting and moving in God. Timing is everything to God. That's the reason why he put the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. That's the reason why, I mean, for 40 years. That's the reason why he put Jesus in the wilderness for 40 years. I mean, for 40 days. That's the reason why Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. That's the reason why Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days. That's the reason why he talks about the just man falling 7 times. That's the reason why he talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when he tells Nebuchadnezzar, watch this, to crank up the fiery furnace 7 times hotter. Timing is everything to God. Timing is everything to God. Timing is everything to God. Because see, watch this, in his timing, God is operating and moving and making some things happen. We have to learn, God, help me right through here. We have to learn how to let God's timing work. Oh, this is so good. We have to learn how to let God's timing work. Because the timing of God, Kairos time, that time that cannot be counted. See, one day is 40 years. I'm saying one day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day unto the Lord. One day is 1,000 years. One day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day to the Lord. What we got to understand is his timing has never been our timing. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither my ways your ways. The timing of God is so important that if we miss the timing, all of you all who are musicians, all you musicians that's under the sound of my voice, all you drummers, on the one, boom, to the boom, to the boom. It's a timing. If you're off, the whole music is off. If that pianoist is off one key, ding, 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 don't play, bang, 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 don't sound right. But once he's on key, once he's on that key, once he gets in tune, oh my God, once you get into the tomb of God, that's the reason why when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was asked to fall down and worship a graven image because of the music was playing. It went, come on, preacher, you helping a whole bunch of people this morning. It was not the fact that he told them to move. It was the fact of the fall down when they heard the music. It was God saying, you're not just to mess up my timing. While you're listening to this music and falling down and worshiping to this, you're messing up the timing. If you look at it, he said he got so angry that God made him put his timing back in time. Because watch what he did. He told him, I'm going to keep the fiery furnace up 7 times hotter. Timing. The timing of God. So important. Time. And chance. Time and chance. If you miss the timing, you're going to miss your chance. If you're out of your timing, you miss your chance. You miss your chance. If you're out of timing, you miss your chance. You've got to stay with your ear tuned into what God is saying, because when he's talking, and let me help you. You've got to hear God's timing. How do you get in your timing? Let me bless you. We bless you to your blessed place, put you to your perfect job, to your destiny. And I told you I'm not going to be long. Watch this here. When you hear God's timing, you got to move in his timing. Because in his timing, he's giving you that chance to see him move. Yeah, the storm is raging, but you still got to stay in time. The tears are flowing, but you still got to stay in time. The hurt and the pain is there, but you still got to stay in time. All of the stuff that's going on in your life, you got to stay in that time. All the hurt and the pain and disappointment that's going on. See, time and season. You say there's a time and season for everything under the sun. There's a time and a season. There's a clicking and clicking and clicking. There's a time and a season for everything. You have to be in the right mindset. Even though all that is going on, you got to stay in your prayers. You got to stay in your word. You got to stay worshiping. You got to stay talking to him. You got to stay in his presence. Even though he's not speaking, you still go and you still meet him in that same spot that you're supposed to be meeting him in all that time. Meet him right there. Meet him right there. And see, if you get into that place of timing, watch this here. The pages of your life will start to change because you're in time. Your pages won't be filled with so many mistakes. Your pages won't be filled with so many stumblings and falling. Your pages, come here, let me help you. Your stages won't be filled with so many places of frustration and anger. Your pages of your life won't be filled with so much despair and so much distress. Your pages won't be filled with so much of all of the foolishness of life. When you learn how to get it, it's time. Time and chance happens to them all. What will your pages say about your life? What would your pages say about your life? What will your pages say about your life? Help me help you. Help me help you. What would your pages say about your life? Having that opportunity, having that chance to shift, what would those pages say about your life now? Let me give you some confidence. Turn your page and rewrite your story. Turn your page and rewrite your story. I promise you, you can write in who you want out. Write in. Write out who you need to write out. Make key players that you need to make key players. And make the backdrop people just the backdrop people. You can do that on your new page. Only thing you got to do is turn the page. It starts with turning the page. And starting with a clean slate, that blank sheet of paper, and start writing. Start writing. Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, our prayer today is that life was spoken, that strength was spoken, Father God, that a change has taken place in the lives and minds of those that are under the sound of our voice. Father, today, we ask that you would give strength. Help them stand and be who you have called them to be. Give to them the understanding that even though their situation has come into a place where they don't quite understand, God, you are able to do what you said you're going to do and do it all over again and do it again and again and again and again in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Anoint me, Lord, I pray. Anoint me, Lord, I pray. Here is this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment. I want to extend to you this opportunity, this chance of shift, this chance of transition, that you walk therein. You walk therein. You walk into the newness of who Christ is. Walk into the newness of what God is doing in this hour in your life. You know, we go through things and we go through issues and circumstances, and we don't always know exactly what direction to go in and how we're going to go through what we're going to go through. We don't know how we're going to make it. But I want to extend you an opportunity. I want to extend to you an opportunity. In Romans 8, I'm sorry, in Romans 10 and 9, I'm sorry, in Romans 10 and 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. There is a place where God wants to bring you into a full relationship in Him. He wants to give to you that you need. He wants to give to you that you need. He wants to give to you a freedom. He wants to give to you a shift in your life. He wants to give to you a opportunity, a chance, a shift, if you would, in your life. This is an opportunity. No matter where you may find yourself at, no matter what you're going through, God is able to do an amazing thing in your life. And with that, He wants to give you an understanding that your heart and your mind needs to be intertwined with Him. This is that opportunity right now for your heart and your mind to be intertwined with Him. So I want to extend to you this opportunity. I want to extend to you this opportunity to give your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by simply just allowing your situation that you're in to fuel what God is doing, to fuel what God is doing. So I want to extend this to you. I'm not going to be long drawn out prayer. We're just going to pray, and we're going to ask God to move by His power, by His strength. And I'm going to reiterate this passage of Scripture of Romans 10 and 9. And when I say it, I just want you to lift your hands and receive the Lord saying, Lord, it's Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. It's simple. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. And we'll go from there. We'll go from there. So allow me to pray this prayer with you. Lend me your hearts. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of my voice. Father, we thank you for those that are here with a listening ear that desires to have a better, a more productive, a more effective, effectual relationship with you on this morning, Father God. God, we pray that you would touch them right now. Give them strength to stand and to withstand. God, in the evil day that the enemy has tried to come and take from them. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you not only be grace, that you not only be mercy, that you not only be power, but Father, you be everything that they need. Step into that area right now, God. God, and let them know that even in this area, God, that you're able to set them free in their minds and in their hearts. Give them the ability to see you for who you are, and that is God. And that is God all by yourself.
God builds them up on every leading side, strengthen them where they're weak. Wipe away their tears from their eyes, and let them know that even in this, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Father, we pray right now for those that are desiring to give their life to you. Give their life over to Christ right now. Give their life over to a new relationship in you. And those that have backslidden and fallen away, God, we are calling them back to the forefront as well. So, Father, as I quote the scripture, Romans 10 and 9, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they are now saved. They're now safe in your arms. And God, as they receive that, they walk in that, they believe that, they know that, they are confident in that. God, do that for them even now. Give them to know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Bless, keep, protect, and watch over them in every way. And let them know, God, that even in this, God, that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. Whatever mistakes they have made, whatever issues they have had, God, whether they sinned on last night or just a few minutes before they called or before they got on the line, before they got on the broadcast, God, if they sinned, God, we pray that you will forgive them for their sins. Throw their sins in the sea of forgiveness, God, and ask that you would watch over them, God, as they lift up their sin, God, to you, if they lift up their mistakes to you, Father, God, we pray that you would fix those mistakes, God. God, and work inside of them and let them know that even in them, God, you're working a great work in them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we pray for every pastor and preacher and evangelist, God, every missionary across this country, God, that is doing the work, God, that has their hand to the plow. We pray for them right now. God, for those that are pastoring through this COVID-19, God, we pray for them. We pray for the membership. We pray for you to build them, God, and build up the membership, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know that even in this, God, you are yet God, and you are yet God all by yourself. Father, let them be weary and well-doing, but God, in their due season, God, that they will reap if they faint not. And that is our genuine prayer on this morning, God. We pray for all of our doctors and lawyers and nurses across this country. We ask that you would touch them, God, in a mighty way, and know that you're able to do great things in their life, God. God, and that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly according to your word, God, above all they can ask or think. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. It's our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, also remember that this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Core Gift and Gift Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that Cal Gun taking away moment, those of you all who are looking for relaxing bath experience, please make sure you get in contact with Lady Douglas. This is her baby. This is her business. You guys get in contact with her. You could text her on 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. You can also get in contact with them, get in contact with her by going to her email address, which is coregiftedgifts34@gmail.com. It's coregiftedgifts34@gmail.com. Those of you all who would like to be a part of this great broadcast is connected to the Worldwide Gospel. This Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast is also connected to the Abba House family. So those of you all who would like to be members of the Abba House family, please make sure that you let your request be known unto us by going to the Abba House, where you will see my face and Lady Douglas' face on that little placard. You click there and go to your messenger, let us know that you guys would like to be a part of the Abba House family. We'll be glad to give you the right hand of fellowship and have you become a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection family. Amen. Amen. As well, those of you all who would like to show into today's broadcast, those of you all who would like to sow in today's broadcast, please feel free to do so by going to your Cash App and your $WGC2020. Again, that is WGC 2020. 20, you could connect there, and we will be glad to be a conduit for you to pray over that seed that you have sown into us. As you sow into this broadcast, as you sow into the ministry, know that the seed that you sow into us, we sow into others. This is how you reap a harvest from another man's field. When you sow into the man and woman of God, or you sow into the body, and they sow that seed into another man's field, that's how you receive those great rewards that you sow. Amen. Amen. Blessings and peace be unto you is our prayer. And know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And remember to always keep your head toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes from the Lord. Amen. God bless you guys. Continue to listen in and be a part of today's broadcast.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say,
my world needs you right now. My world needs you.